You are listening to the Let the Money Talk podcast, a podcast that provides the latest analysis of SGX company insights. In this episode, our research experts will provide the most insightful analysis in the market.
Thank you for joining us in this podcast. My name is Glenn Thumb, research analyst with Phillip Securities Research. And in this episode, I'll be covering OCBC's third quarter results. Our report was dated 7th November 2022, entitled Earnings Bolstered by NIM Expansion. Third quarter 22 earnings of 1.61 billion were in line with our estimates. It came from higher net interest margin and net interest income, offset by lower fee income. 9-month 22 PATMI is at 73% of our FY22 forecast. Key highlights include net interest income growing 44% year-on-year, underpinned by loans growth of 6% and net interest margin surging 54 basis points year-on-year to 2.06%. Total non-interest income dipped 4% year-on-year as lower fee income was partly offset by higher trading and insurance income. Allowances fell 6% year-on-year to 154 million. The positives include net interest income growing 44% year-on-year, led by loans growth of 6% and net interest margin improvement of 54 basis points year-on-year to 2.06%. Loans growth was driven by Singapore, Indonesia and Greater China. Net interest margin expansion was mainly due to the asset yields outpacing higher funding costs amid a rapidly rising interest rate environment. OCBC has guided for a similar mid-single-digit loans growth and higher NIM of 1.8 to 1.9% for FY22. Secondly, life insurance profit from Great Eastern Holdings rose 21%, mostly due to the net mark-to-market impact of higher interest rates on the valuation of assets and liabilities in its insurance funds. Trading income also increased 134% year-on-year and largely comprised of customer flow treasury income. Thirdly, total allowances fell 6% year-on-year to 154 million. Total NPAs were down 7% quarter-on-quarter and 13% year-on-year to 3.69 billion. And the NPL ratio improved by 10 basis points quarter-on-quarter to 1.2%. Notably, there was an increase in Greater China NPLs by 18% quarter-on-quarter, mainly due to one Singapore-based customer on a property investment. Nonetheless, OCBC has said that it is a customer with low LTV and the risk is specific to that particular asset. Credit costs improved by 7 basis points year-on-year to 14 basis points due to the better credit environment. Looking at the negatives, fee income continues to decline, falling 20% year-on-year to 453 million, mainly due to a drop in wealth management fees as customer activities were subdued amid risk-off investment sentiments globally. Secondly, the current account savings account ratio fell 5.9% year-on-year to 56.1%, mainly due to the high interest rate environment and a move towards fixed deposits. Nonetheless, total customer deposits 6% year-on-year to 353 billion, mainly due to the growth in FDs. As for the outlook, OCBC is meeting their guidance of a mid-single-digit loans growth increase for FY22. However, management said that it expects continued economic growth, but at a slower pace due to the current economic environment. OCBC's total exposure to mainland China remains at 11% of group loans, or 34 billion. Customers include mainly top state-owned enterprises, large local corporates, as well as OCBC's network customers. Onshore China corporate real estate loans made up less than 1% or 3 billion of total loans, mainly lending to network customers. Management has also raised its NIM guidance to 1.8 to 1.9% for full year 22 from their previous guidance of 1.7%, and it expects its fourth quarter 22 NIM to be above 2.1%. We maintain our buy recommendation with an unchanged target price of $14.22. We raise FY22 earnings by 6% as we increase the net interest income and lower provision estimates for FY22. We also raise FY23 earnings by 13% as we increase net interest income estimates for FY23. Our ROE estimate for FY23 is raised from 11.2 to 12.5%. Catalysts include lower provisions and higher interest income as economic conditions improve. OCBC is our preferred pick amongst the three banks due to attractive valuations, upside in dividend from the 14.4% CET1 buffer, and lower provisioning, as the Indonesian and Malaysian economies recover.
Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please forward it to others, share it on social media, and leave a review. Follow this channel to hear our other podcasts. This podcast was prepared by Phillips Securities Research Private Limited. The information provided in this podcast is solely for educational purposes and should not be considered as financial advice. The views, statements, or opinions are made on behalf of Phillips Securities Research. The information and any analysis, forecast, projections, expectations, and opinions contained in this podcast have been obtained from public sources, which Phillips Securities Research believes to be reliable. This report is intended for general circulation only and does not take into account the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs for any particular reason.